Welcome to the deep dive. Ready to get our hands dirty? Today we're diving into the world of injection molding startups.
Ooh, sounds complex.
It is, but fascinating too. We're taking a deep dive into this guide that breaks down all the challenges these companies face.
Yeah, I bet there's a ton.
Oh yeah, it's a real roller coaster. By the end, you'll know the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in this crazy industry.
I'm all ears. Where do we even begin?
Well, the guide starts with a bang. Funding.
Makes sense. Probably need some serious cash to get started.
You got that right. The guide uses this analogy. Imagine walking into a showroom all excited to buy your first injection molding machine.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You're ready to make some magic, but then you see the price tag. It's like someone coated the whole thing in diamonds.
Oh, so we're not talking a couple grand here.
Not even close. A basic machine could easily set you back, like $50,000.
Oof, that's a chunk of change.
And if you're aiming for the high-end stuff, you could be looking at $250,000 or more.
Wow, so funding is definitely make or break for these startups.
Absolutely. And remember, that's just for the machine.
Right. You've got materials, maintenance, wages, all before you even make a single product.
It's like a constant balancing act, especially competing with those big companies who are already loaded.
So how do they even get that initial funding? Bank loans, angel investors? What's the secret sauce?
It's a mix, actually. The guide really stresses having a solid financial plan.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Investors want to see you're not just winging it.
Exactly. Not just your startup costs, but projected revenue and expenses for, like, the first few years.
Got to show them you've thought it through.
That you're serious. Investors want to see passion for your product, but also that you're business savvy.
They're not looking for a quick buck. Well, they want to see long-term vision.
How you'll innovate, how you'll scale, that's what really gets their attention.
So how do these startups, these Davids, use innovation to compete with the industry Goliaths?
The guide talks about focusing on those niche markets.
Oh, smart. Instead of going head-to-head with the big guys on mass-produced stuff.
Find those specialized areas the giants overlook.
It's like finding your own lane, becoming the expert.
Exactly. And because startups are agile, they can adapt to those niche markets so much faster.
Way faster than a big company stuck in all that bureaucracy.
The guide had this great example of a startup that totally pivoted their strategy when the market shifted.
Oh, I love those kinds of stories. What happened?
This startup, they were making components for the automotive industry.
Oh, okay. Pretty standard.
But then, boom! Demand for electric vehicles just explodes.
Interesting. So they jumped on that.
Immediately. They shifted to producing those lightweight, high-strength parts for EV batteries.
That's quick thinking. A big company would have taken forever to make that switch.
Seriously. This startup did it in weeks.
That's incredible. It's all about being nimble, flexible, really knowing what's happening in the market.
Anticipating change and being ready to pounce when the opportunity arises.
Speaking of staying ahead, the guide talks a lot about technology. Automation, robotics, all that jazz.
It's a tech-driven world. Did any particular application stand out to you?
I thought the collaborative robots, Cobots, were super interesting.
Cobots? What are those?
They're not those giant factory robots you might imagine.
Yeah.
These are designed to work safely right alongside humans.
Okay, so not a Terminator situation, thankfully.
No robot uprising here. They handle those repetitive tasks, like taking parts out of the mold.
Freeing up the human experts for more complex stuff.
Quality control, fine-tuning the process. It's all about efficiency, making the most of everyone's skills.
Technology complementing human expertise, not replacing it.
Absolutely. And it's not just cobots. AI is transforming quality control and injection molding, too.
AI. Now that's a word that always gets people talking.
Think of it as a second set of eyes on the whole process. Incredibly sharp eyes.
So is this about replacing those human quality control inspectors with algorithms?
Not at all. AI can analyze mountains of data from the production line, way more than a human could.
So it catches things we might miss.
Exactly. Those tiny defects, inconsistencies. It's like a digital quality control expert working 24/7.
Especially helpful for startups without the resources for a big team.
And it's not just about catching defects, but preventing them.
Oh, how's
AI there? Can actually help optimize the whole injection molding process, less likely to have errors in the first place.
So AI is improving quality, efficiency, and the bottom line.
You got it. And the best part, a lot of these AI solutions are now cloud-based, so they're much more affordable.
Perfect for startups. We've covered a lot of ground, the high costs, niche markets, technology leveling the playing field.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But We're just getting started. Let's move on to the actual production process. What challenges do startups face there?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is managing resources effectively. In the beginning, it's like juggling a million things at once.
Trying to make the most of your limited budget, your small team, your production capacity. Sound familiar?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to that feeling, regardless of the industry.
For sure. Did the guide suggest any specific ways to maximize efficiency in injection molding?
One that stood out was lean manufacturing principles.
Lean manufacturing, that's a buzzword we hear a lot these days. Can you break it down for our listeners?
Basically, it's about cutting out waste and streamlining everything. Finding those bottlenecks in your production. Eliminate unnecessary steps. Constantly improving efficiency without sacrificing quality.
Makes perfect sense for injection molding, where precision and consistency are everything.
The guide actually tells a story about the author feeling completely overwhelmed, juggling everything without dropping the ball.
I can relate. Constantly shifting resources, leading to burnout. How'd they get out of that spiral?
Lean manufacturing to the rescue. By implementing those practices, they minimized waste, streamlined their operations.
And that led to
a smoother, more efficient workflow, which in turn prevented burnout and kept the team happy.
It's not just about saving money, but also about taking care of your team. I think our listeners will appreciate that.
It let them keep those high standards without working everyone to the bone. Now, remember that hesitation to invest in automation we talked about?
Yeah, the upfront costs were scary. What changed their mind?
They realized that those strategic investments would actually relieve financial pressure in the long run.
How so?
Automation reduces human error and speeds up production. It proves its worth over time.
Taking that initial leap of faith and reaping the long-term benefits?
Short-term pain for long-term gain, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just machines, it's data too. AI-driven analytics can provide real-time insights into production.
Helping you make smarter decisions about resource allocation.
Exactly. And again, a lot of these solutions are cloud-based, making them affordable and accessible.
It's all about leveraging technology to gain that edge, even when you're starting small. So we've covered the high cost of entry, niche markets, and how technology helps level the playing field. But what about the actual process itself? What are the unique challenges injection molding startups face when it comes to efficiency?
Well, managing resources effectively is one of the biggest ones. Early on, it can feel like you're juggling a million things at once, trying to make the most of your budget, your team, and your production capacity.
That juggling act, that's something that resonates with a lot of entrepreneurs, no matter what industry they're in.
Absolutely. The guide had some great strategies for maximizing efficiency in injection molding. One that really stuck with me was the focus on lean manufacturing principles.
Lean manufacturing again. That seems to be a recurring theme.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
It's all about eliminating waste and streamlining your operations. Identifying bottlenecks in your production process, cutting out unnecessary steps, and always searching for ways to improve efficiency without sacrificing quality.
I can see why that would be particularly important in injection molding, where precision and consistency are so crucial.
Exactly. The guide actually shared a story about a moment when the author felt completely overwhelmed, trying to balance everything and just feeling burnt out.
That feeling is so relatable for anyone who started a business. How did they turn things around?
That's where lean manufacturing really came into play. By implementing those practices, they were able to minimize waste and streamline their operations, which created a much smoother and more efficient workflow. And that helped to prevent burnout and keep the team's morale high.
So it wasn't just about saving money, it was about creating a more sustainable work environment.
Precisely. They were able to maintain those high standards without overworking everyone. Now, remember how we talked about that initial hesitation to invest in automation because of the upfront costs?
Yeah, it's a big decision.
Well, the guide dives into that, and they eventually realized that those investments could actually help alleviate financial pressure over time. By reducing human error and speeding up production, automation proved its worth.
It's that classic short-term pain for long-term gain scenario.
Exactly. And don't forget about data. AI-driven analytics can provide those real-time insights into your production line, helping you make smarter decisions about resource allocation.
And we know that a lot of these AI solutions are cloud-based, making them much more accessible and affordable for startups.
It's all about leveraging technology to get ahead, even when resources are tight.
We've tackled funding, competition, even how to boost production, but there's another huge EE hurdle for injection molding startups.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Quality control. It can make or break a company, especially when you're starting out.
You're right. Customers want top-notch products every single time.
And the guide really dives into the pressure of delivering that quality, especially on a tight budget.
It's a balancing act for sure.
The author describes it as this constant tug of war.
Their
desire to create amazing products and the reality of limited resources.
I bet every decision felt like a compromise.
You're telling me. So how did they manage? Did they have to sacrifice quality sometimes?
Nope. That's the inspiring part. They found ways to keep those standards high, even when it felt impossible.
Okay, I gotta know. What was their secret?
Well, one key takeaway was building a culture of quality.
Seems a bit vague.
It's not just about having a quality control department. It's about everyone on the team feeling ownership and pride.
When everyone's invested, it's not just a job, it's a mission.
Exactly. And they didn't just talk about it. They implemented rigorous quality checks at every single stage.
So everyone knew what was expected.
And they empowered the team to flag any potential issues, no matter how small.
Creating that environment where people feel comfortable speaking up.
Exactly. Plus, regular training sessions kept everyone up to date on the best practices.
Did they face any specific quality control nightmares? You know, those moments that make you want to pull your hair out.
There's this story about a whole batch of products that just didn't meet their standards.
Oh man, that's every startup's worst nightmare.
It could have totally ruined their reputation.
Especially for a young company. So what did they do? Panic. Try to hide it.
Nope, they faced it head on. Halted production immediately.
Wow, that's a bold move.
They did a deep dive to find the root cause, and they didn't stop there.
They didn't just fix the immediate problem.
They used it to improve their entire quality management system.
Turning a crisis into a learning experience.
Exactly. And they didn't shy away from technology either.
Yeah.
Even on a budget, they invested in the right tools.
Like what?
Automated optical inspection systems, for one.
Okay, for those of us who aren't engineers, what does that even mean?
Imagine a high-tech camera scanning every single product, looking for tiny defects.
So those imperfections that a human might miss?
It's like having a microscopic eye that never blinks, always on the lookout.
That sounds super valuable, especially for maintaining consistency.
And it gives startups a way to compete with those bigger companies that might have more manpower, but haven't embraced the latest tech.
Technology as the great equalizer.
You got it. And the guide also emphasized the importance of talent in maintaining those high quality standards.
Finding and retaining skilled workers, that's a challenge for any company, but especially for startups.
They were competing with established companies with big budgets and fancy names.
So how do they attract top talent?
They got creative. Competitive benefits packages were a must.
I mean, even if they couldn't match those big salaries.
But they focused on building a company culture that people wanted to be a part of.
So appealing to those intrinsic motivations.
Exactly. They created an environment where people felt valued, appreciated, and not just another cog in the machine.
They offered flexible work arrangements, opportunities for professional development, things like that.
It showed that they were investing in their people, not just their bottom line.
It sounds like they really understood that people are the heart of any successful company.
And it worked. They built a team of highly skilled individuals who were passionate about quality and dedicated to the company's success.
Proof that investing in your team is just as important as investing in equipment and technology. Now, let's talk competition. How does a startup in a field as specialized as injection molding even begin to compete with those industry giants?
That's where strategy comes in. The guide emphasized choosing your battles wisely.
So not trying to take on the big guys head on.
Exactly. It's about finding your niche, your unique area of expertise, and becoming the absolute best in that area.
It's David and Goliath all over again. You have to leverage your agility and your unique strengths.
Precisely. The guy talked about really understanding your target market, figuring out their needs, and tailoring your products to meet those needs perfectly.
Becoming a specialist, not a generalist.
Exactly. And that specialization allows you to charge a premium price because you're offering something unique and valuable that the bigger companies might not be able to replicate.
This all circles back to funding, which we talked about earlier. Securing capital is a huge hurdle for these startups, especially with the high costs of equipment. Did the guide offer any advice for navigating the funding landscape?
They stressed being resourceful and exploring every single option. Traditional bank loans aren't always the best fit for these types of startups.
So what were some of the alternatives they suggested?
Venture capital is one option. There are firms that specialize in manufacturing startups, and they're often drawn to companies that are innovating and shaking things up.
So it's about finding investors who understand your vision and who get the unique aspects of injection molding.
Exactly. Angel investors are another avenue. These are individuals who are willing to invest their own money in promising startups, and they can often provide valuable mentorship along with funding.
And don't forget crowdfunding. That's become a game changer for so many startups.
That's right. Platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo allow you to reach a much wider pool of potential investors, people who are excited about your product and want to be a part of your journey.
It's about telling a compelling story and connecting with people who believe in your vision.
And don't overlook government grants and subsidies. There are programs specifically designed to support innovation and manufacturing.
So many options to explore.
It's about doing your research, being persistent, and knowing that the funding landscape is always changing.
Speaking of persistence, attracting and retaining top talent is another challenge that comes up a lot for injection molding startups.
It's a tough market out there.
Yeah.
Established companies often have those big salaries and fancy benefits packages.
But the guide suggested that startups can still win the talent war by focusing on their strengths.
Being agile, innovative, and creating a unique work environment that people are excited to be a part of.
So playing to your strengths and building a company culture that attracts the right people?
Exactly. Startups can offer a more entrepreneurial, fast-paced environment where employees have more ownership and can make a real impact.
It's about attracting people who are motivated by challenges and who are eager to learn and grow.
And creating a culture of transparency and open communication where people feel valued and respected and know that their ideas matter.
It's not just about the paycheck. It's about creating an environment where people feel inspired to do their best work.
And don't underestimate the power of mentorship and professional development opportunities. Startups can often provide more personalized attention and guidance, helping employees advance their careers.
It's about investing in your people and fostering a culture of learning and growth. Now, let's switch gears a bit and talk about branding. In a competitive market like injection molding, how important is it for a startup to establish a strong brand identity?
It's absolutely crucial. Your brand is what sets you apart. It's what tells your story and connects you with customers.
So it's not just about a fancy logo. It's about creating a whole experience.
Exactly. You have to define your brand's personality. Are you innovative, reliable, customer-focused? What makes you unique?
Once you've got that figured out, how do you communicate it to the world?
That's where your brand messaging comes in. It's about crafting a clear, consistent story that highlights your values, your expertise, what you bring to the table.
And that messaging needs to be everywhere, right? Your website, your marketing, even your social media.
Consistency is key. It's about creating a cohesive brand experience that builds trust and recognition.
Okay, before we move on, I want to touch on something that really resonated with me from the guide, the importance of perseverance.
Absolutely. Building a successful startup in any industry is a marathon, not a sprint.
There are going to be setbacks, challenges, moments where you just want to throw in the towel.
The guide really emphasizes the importance of grit and determination, that unwavering belief in your vision.
It's about embracing those challenges as opportunities to learn and grow.
One thing they recommended was surrounding yourself with a supportive network, mentors, advisors, other entrepreneurs who get it.
It's like building your own cheerleading squad, people who can offer encouragement and advice when you need it most.
And don't forget to celebrate those small wins along the way. It's easy to get bogged down in the day-to-day grind and lose sight of your progress.
Sometimes you need to take a step back and appreciate how far you've come.
Exactly. And find joy in the journey. Starting a business is tough, but it should also be incredibly rewarding.
It's about finding that passion and purpose that keeps you going when things get tough.
And remembering why you started in the first place.
Yeah.
What problem are you solving? What impact do you want to make?
Keeping that bigger picture in mind.
And knowing that you're not alone. There's a whole community of entrepreneurs out there facing similar challenges and cheering you on.
So true. Now, in our final segment, we're going to shift gears and talk about the future of injection molding.
Looking ahead. Sounds exciting.
We'll explore the trends shaping the industry, the latest advancements, and the incredible opportunities that lie ahead. We've spent the last two parts digging into the challenges and the wins of starting an injection molding business. Now, let's look ahead. What's on the horizon for this industry?
This is where things get really interesting.
Right.
We talked about 3D printing and digital twins, but those are just the tip of the iceberg. One huge trend is the push for sustainability.
Yeah, that's everywhere these days. Consumers want eco-friendly products.
Exactly. And it's changing the game for injection molding. Think bio-based and recycled plastics.
Wait, so instead of those traditional plastics, we could be using stuff made from plants.
You got it. We're seeing some incredible innovations in material science. Plastics made from plants, algae, even mushrooms.
That's wild. So it's not just swapping materials. It's a whole different mindset.
Right. It's about designing products for recycling, minimizing waste, thinking about the entire life cycle.
A closed-loop system. So where do startups fit into all of this?
They're often leading the charge. Startups are agile, they can adapt quickly, embrace new tech and materials.
Makes sense. They're not stuck in the old ways of doing things.
A lot of these startups are building their whole business around sustainability, which attracts investors and customers who care about the environment.
Smart move. Sustainability isn't just a trend, it's a core value for a lot of people now.
And technology plays a big role too. AI and machine learning can optimize material use, cut down on energy consumption,
making the whole process more efficient.
Exactly. So sustainability isn't just the right thing to do, it's becoming a competitive advantage.
And there's another trend that's shaking things up, mass personalization.
Ah, yes, the era of customization. It's all about moving away from mass production and creating products tailored to each customer.
But isn't that incredibly complex and expensive? How does that even work with injection molding? I always thought it was about making tons of identical things.
That's where 3D printing and digital manufacturing come in. You can create custom molds quickly and affordably, allowing for smaller production runs of unique products.
So instead of 1,000 identical phone cases, you could have 1,000 unique ones.
Exactly. Custom designs, colors, even personalized engravings. And it goes beyond just consumer products. Think medical implants perfectly matched to a patient's body.
Or car parts made specifically for one type of vehicle. It's like the ultimate in customer satisfaction.
And startups are perfectly positioned to capitalize on this. They're nimble, they can adapt, and they're not afraid to experiment.
It sounds like mass personalization is a prime example of how startups can disrupt an entire industry.
By embracing new technologies and thinking differently.
Speaking of disruption, one more trend I'm curious about is the rise of smart factories.
Ah, the factories of the future. It's all about using data, connectivity, and automation to create a super efficient and responsive manufacturing environment.
It's like Industry 4.0 on steroids. The machines are practically thinking for themselves.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Machines talking to each other, sharing data, making adjustments on the fly.
A self-optimizing system that's constantly learning.
And it's changing everything. Predictive maintenance, quality control, inventory management. The possibilities are endless.
Okay, but let's get specific. How do smart factories work in the world of injection molding?
Imagine a sensor on a machine detects a tiny change in temperature. That data gets sent to the network instantly, and the system automatically adjusts to keep things running smoothly.
So it's not just reacting to problems, it's preventing them.
And it can even anticipate issues before they happen. It's like having a crystal ball for your production line.
But is this all just futuristic talk, or can injection molding startups actually implement these smart factory concepts today?
Well, a fully automated smart factory is still down the road, but a lot of the technology is available right now.
So startups can start incorporating those elements bit by bit.
Exactly. They can build toward that ultimate vision of a completely interconnected and intelligent factory. That's what's so cool about this industry. It never stops evolving.
And startups are right there on the cutting edge, pushing those boundaries.
It's a really exciting time to be in injection molding, that's for sure.
So for our listeners who are now totally inspired and want to jump into this world, what would you tell them?
The injection molding industry is full of opportunities if you're willing to be innovative, prioritize sustainability, and put the customer first.
It's about combining technical know-how with that entrepreneurial spirit.
And don't forget, perseverance is key. It's not an easy road, but the rewards are worth it.
Well said. We've covered a ton today, from the nitty-gritty challenges to those futuristic possibilities.
It's been a wild ride.
That's a wrap on our deep dive into the world of injection molding startups. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep that entrepreneurial fire burning.